Live from Robin's Nest and the Highwayman's Lodge, it's Punky.
This is Punky. This is Punky.
Gooper, Gooper.
Hello.
Well done, you found Punky Radio. My name's Paul B. Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
It's a boy! Who cares? Revenge of the Psychotronic Man. Let's rock!
One, two, three, four!
Society's built on those standards. They're playing on our insecurities. We're led to think it's democratic. But our radio is free! Because everybody wants something now, now, now! It's your attempt to fame and weaponry. But if everybody lets it work together, then we can build a real community! Become big from culture, competitive reality TV.
What will it take to make them realize the alternatives are under the mainstream?
Because everybody wants something now, now, now. It's just that the name of what they dream. But if everybody lets them work together, then we can build a real community.
You're listening to Mustang Lightning underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
How can we smile?
Because it's a boy.
That was Revenge of the Psychotronic Man and a track called Million Merits, which is available, the final track on their latest CD, which, Tony, they could have written for us.
Really?
It's called Shattered Dreams Parkway. Yeah. It's a million mile an hour sonic assault of super short tunes that rock, 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 and I love them. And what I'll know is, what is their website?
RevengeOfTheSpectrumMan.com.
It is. It's Tony Watt and Paulie B. Internet Neil, and after the thrashing I gave you next week, let's hope you do a bit better. I've got a little bit of additional material here.
Okay.
I'm actually going to spoil myself. I did ask last week, I said, you've got to send me some jokes in to Comedy Suburbs via PaulieB@PunkyRadio.com. Title your email, Comedy Suburbs. Guess who did?
Don't know.
Neil, our new mate.
Oh, okay.
Our new mate, Scottish Neil. Niall Neil.
Yeah.
Neil, I'm calling him. I wonder if he's ever been to Egypt and he's ever travelled down the Neil. He sent us in two jokes. I'm only going to read one out. But he sent a little email with it. It says, great show as always, guys. Getting a bit fed up of no jokes or twats. I thought I might send in my tuppence worth. Probably heard them before, but here goes. I'm not going to read the first one out. I'm going to read the second. I might save the first one. Here we go. Little Billy was watching TV in his room and comes downstairs and asks, Dad, what's love juice? His father looks horrified and tells Billy all about sex and why a woman's vagina gets wet. Billy just sits there with his mouth open in amazement. Dad asks, so what were you watching? Billy replies, Wimbledon. And he finishes it by saying, more limousine please. And interestingly, I did hear from Limo Dean today.
Okay.
On Facebook, and he said, thanks so much playing again. Once again, you've played nearly everything we've ever done. Fortunately, we're going back in the studio to work on new tracks. They are prolific. It's like Punky Radio is single-handedly driving Limousine back into the studio so we can play more of their stuff.
I thought they'd just been in.
Well, no, they've just put out an album.
Ah, right, okay.
Relatively recently. We've already managed to play nearly everything of that.
Fair play.
It's their fault. They bring out these brilliant singles and we play them, and then they put them on an album, and then we go, I don't want to play those anymore. So we play all the other ones off them that are brilliant anyway, and then there's nothing left to play. And then we go, oh, no, more Limousine, please. We go, no, go and watch them.
That is true.
They're probably making up songs as they go along. I think that Limo Dean is thinking, Paulie B could show up at any time, we need to show something new, and the rest of the band are going, can't we just play the ones we like? And he's going, no, I've had this new idea. who knows? I don't know how that band works. Let's face it, I've never got to see him.
No,
yeah. Yeah, he saw him at art gallery. They told me not to go.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they said, don't go, that'd be crap.
Oh, fair enough.
Second track this week. To my shame, I've not got the information to hand about this band. They are called The Terraces. They're from Australia. I know a little bit about them. They brought out a 6-track EP. It's all coming back to me. I think it's 6-track. Might be 4. Might be lying. Might be 4-track EP. But one of the songs is a Clash cover version called Complete Control. I listened to it. It's absolutely brilliant. I can't really play that. Although we are playing a cover version on a show coming up soon, and we do play them occasionally. Don't think we can play that, because I think the rights would see... It doesn't matter. I can't play it. But there's another one we can play that I really like. That's the point.
Right.
And thanks to Simon Knott from Simon Says for sending us The Terraces. And I promised you I'd play something by them a week or so ago, and I'm finally getting around to it now. So, what is The Terraces' website?
TheTerraces.com.
No.
What?
TheTerracesAU.com. That's the Australia bit. Oh. Which, at first glance, looks like TheTerrasaur.com or TheTerracesAU.com.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah, but it's not. It's TheTerracesAU.com. Anyway, Paulie Bean and the Internet One, Tony One. This is Care About Nothing.
I bought you lipstick, dresses and perfume. I bought you roses by the score. I went inside to stay for the wedding. I even danced with me, my friend. And you said I care about nothing. I don't love you anymore. And you said I care about nothing. And I don't love you anymore. From the northern lights of Lancashire to Soho nights in the rain, I'm upside down, down under. I think I'm going. And you say I care about nothing. I don't love you anymore. And you say I care about nothing. And I don't love you. And I don't love you anymore. And you say I care about nothing. I don't love you anymore. And you say I care about nothing. And I don't love you. And I don't love you.
You're listening to Dr. Slagglebury underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
It's a boy.
It's a boy.
It's a boy. Oh, how exciting. It's a boy. It's a boy. It's a boy. It's a boy. Do you know what's really good about it being a boy? For those of you who don't know what we're talking about, get out of the cupboard.
Yeah.
It's a boy.
Yeah.
And the thing is that the potential constitutional crisis about getting the bill through Parliament about if a girl is a firstborn royal, whether she gets to be queen or not, or whether it goes to the son after her, they've now successfully avoided for another 60 years.
I thought they'd passed that.
Well, no. They've agreed it, but it's got to get through Parliament.
Oh, right.
And these things are complicated. It's got to get through Parliament and the Lords. And it's not through yet. It's not cut and dry. Everyone's going, yeah, it's great, but it's constitutionally complicated. So they've got 60 years to sort it out.
Right.
Unless, of course, someone kills Prince Charles, Prince William, and Baby X, Royal Baby X. I'd love it if they just called him X.
That'd be great.
Yeah, so all three of them would need to be murdered at once for it to be a real problem. But then that would probably be more of an issue. That would be regicide, and that's not killing Reggie. Sorry, you got carried away. Facebook, got any?
Yes. Thanks for your Facebook comments. If you're on Facebook, please do leave us a comment and like the page. Go to facebook.com/punkyradio. One of the easy ways to get in touch with us, most people are on Facebook these days, according to Facebook. So do like our page, leave us a comment. Got two at the moment. First up from Ross, Ross Cook.
Hello, Ross.
He's a nice guy.
He is, but he's a bit slow to sort out the website.
He's a bit slow. He's just posted a picture which is worth checking out. It says Paulie B causing trouble for folks playing Prison Architect.
I saw it. I need to move it into an album of my own called On Stage and in Cartoon Form. It just seems to be a lot more in cartoon form these days.
It's scarily accurate.
Yeah, he's good.
Yeah. So thanks for
that. I'm wielding something, aren't I, as well, in that picture?
Oh, something like that, yeah.
Wielding something.
Always. And Ender Magus Dark's been back in touch, the guy with the best name in the world.
Hang on a minute, there was nearly a chance of always wielding then.
Always wielding.
Always wielding. Sorry. I think it's Magus. I don't know.
Magus.
Ender Magus Dark, is it?
Probably, that would make more sense.
I bet it's something to do with Dungeons and Wankers or something.
Dungeons and Wankers?
Yeah, something like that.
Maybe. Well, it's still a great name.
World of Borecraft. It's not. He's a lovely bloke. Let's hear it. Sorry.
Yep. He says, "Oi, thanks for the mention last week's show, mates.
Say that next week.
Blew the shit brains at my Arizona mates, Nuggets. Really enjoyed this week's show. I'm thinking of broadening the punk scene here in Arizona and start a punk group/band called the Bloody Navels or Tragic City Hardcore and throw off a bunch of free gigs and title them Boot Party Gig. Though there's not many gigs around here, and all the bands in the Vans Warped Tour suck wanker's plums."
I have to agree. Now, it's all got fairly... used to be good.
I can't, what's the Vans Warped Tour? Rings
Warped
a bell.
Tour's been going on for years, and we did a few. When I was going to the States once a year, going to Florida, I'd always come back with Warped Tour compilations and make a show out of them, and they were really good. But it has all gone a bit there now.
Right, okay. "The true nostalgic scene here is dying down. I hope someday have my band in the roster of Tony's International Gig Guide. And I have a real taste of nostalgic punk slam its boot on the back of every punchkin's head while they eat the curb of the punk scene. I love your show and I love your lineups. Please keep the scene alive and never stop this fucking powerful, amazing podcast. Hashtag punk rock lives." Yeah, thanks for that. And you're enthusiastic.
I can't knock this man. He's brilliant. He's absolutely brilliant. The problem with Arizona is that it's hard to do a punk gig in the desert because they haven't got any sockets. They need a lot of batteries to be a punk band in Arizona.
Solar powered gigs, the future.
Hey, you know what? They have got a lot of sunshine there. That is the answer. Mm. Set up a solar powered venue in the desert and you've got a punk gig forever. That would be brilliant.
I'm here to solve problems. That's what I do.
I'm a
problem solver.
Don't book Adam and the Ants.
Okay.
Because it'd be like a giant magnifying glass, wouldn't it? Adam, you go, "Where's the bands?" I'm burning.
That's it for Facebook. That's
beautifully done. I interrupted too much there. Going to get on with the next track. But you know what? We're slowing things down a bit. We're even getting a little bit acoustic-y here, but it's brilliant. It's Menic. We played a... I'll talk about it afterwards. But you know how we're having a real bad week?
Yeah.
You'll like this one. This is called My Every Day Is a No Day Now.
Even if my love goes wrong, I'm glad I ran the race. Rather take a chance, even if I fall on my face. 'Cause the payback is so great, I can make you stay. It's a you, I'm missing you, I'm missing. You're the bullet to my brain, but I won't feel the pain. You're the jug of wine to numb my mind. I know what you're thinking, so why just to keep on drinking? It's you, I'm missing you, I'm missing. It's a you, I'm missing you, I'm missing. I look for you at our favorite spot, at the school behind the parking lot.
but you changed and you act so proud. I'm so alone even in a crowd. I wanna tell you some new things. I wanna tell you some old things. I wanna be by your side. I wanna say you smile. I wanna be by your side. Your heart in a box, store it away every day. My every day is an old day now. My every day is an old day now. It's a you, 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 I'm missing you, 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 I'm missing. It's a you, 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 I'm missing you, 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 I'm missing. I'm missing you, 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 I'm missing. So you, 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 I'm missing you, 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 I'm missing.
Slut Rope.
You're listening to Cemetery Surfers Underneath Us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Menick from his album Railroad Blues Anthology, and I'm sure you'll agree. Absolutely great stuff. And I know a certain bloke in Liverpool called Alan Graham. Oh, love that.
Okay.
He loves that album. And he got us to play Shake My Bones the other week, or the other month.
Yeah.
It's come by Voodoo Rhythm, hasn't it? That's right, Voodoo Rhythm Records. It certainly is. Hello, Reverend Beatman. About time we play one of yours. Tony, what I want to know is, what is Menick's MySpace page?
MySpace.com/Menick?
Nope.
Oh.
MySpace.com/Menick on vocals and guitar, which means you may remember that now. It wasn't so long ago that we played it. Probably the internet 2, Tony 1. Did you do anything last week?
No.
That's a highlight for Nick Kingham. and hello to Nick and your lovely missus. Feel free to leave her. sorry, I said that out loud, didn't I? Yes, oh, it's all right, because I did something monumental last Friday.
Excellent.
My year peaked, basically. It is downhill from there. I did the Breach of Green, 20th anniversary of the song Breach of Green in Breach of Green Village Hall. Hired a bus. Half the bus were in fancy dress. Thanks to G, the bus conductor, for getting them all there. When they got there, I set out the room airline seating rather than cabaret seating. So it was a 3-4-3 formation, and I was leaving extra leg room for the emergency exit. The fancy dress that was there was all characters from the song. When I did the song towards the end of the night, each time one of the characters in the song was mentioned, that character got up, waved, everybody applauded. It was hilarious. There's already an amateur video of it, but we will be doing a proper video of it for YouTube that will be about 15 minutes long. That will be a making of and shots from it, the excerpts from the show. But the highlight of the show for me actually was afterwards, when I said, right, everybody, let's get round the pub. They got round the pub and Elvis was in there singing Viva Las Vegas. Elvis won the pub. It was brilliant. Then they all got the bus home and I wrote the song about a girl called Sam, and I stayed at her dad's house, and after the show, me and her dad had a little cry, and then we got pissed on whiskey, and then he beat me at darts. Not darts, drafts. Blimey, you don't get that confused.
Yeah.
And it was just, there's so much information about it on Facebook, and I will do, I'll even do a blog about it, probably. Okay. There was just all sorts going on. It was fantastic. Then I did the Comedy Festival on Saturday and Sunday in Itchin with 11 different shows. That went well. Thanks to everyone who came down to that. And now here we are with our lives falling apart.
Yes.
It's like someone's out to get me, Tony. Which is handy, because that's the title of the next track by the Mate and I'll Go. Oh, I'm looking forward to this. Stay tuned for Los Chicos and War and Party when we finally get a little bit happy in the show. In the meantime, what is Demented Art Go's website?
DementedArtGo.com.
No, DementedArtGo.de. Probably be an Internet 3, Tony 1. And this is kind of from the Vols, but I don't think we played it. We played quite a lot of tracks for this album. It's not off their latest album. It's an album that came out in 2005. Good Lord. Didn't realise it was that old. Crikey. And the album's called Hellbilly Storm, still available on, I believe, People Like You Records. This is Someone's Out to Get Me.
Plums.
Yeah.
You're listening to the Rich Morton sound underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the bass this week, Tony.
That's okay.
And you will notice it's different Rich Morton sound tracks in that it's from the new Rich Morton sound album, which I'll talk about in just a second. But first, that was Los Chicos. What is their website?
loschicos.com.
Can't actually find one, so right. I will give you the point. So it's Tony 2, probably the internet 3. You can find out about them via Slovenly Records, and thanks very much to Bazooka Joe for sending that through, and also for me noticing that they had a new Slovenly Records compilation out, and I sent them an email. They responded to within 30 seconds sending me a link to the download, so we will do a Slovenly Records 2013 compilation in the coming weeks. Stay tuned for that. It's going to be brilliant. So this new Rich Morton sound album that's out, Tony, is the sequel that never was. 60s and 70s fictional films and fantasy TV themes in stereo that never happened. It's absolutely bizarre, beautifully packaged like the first one. Do check it out and go via, I'm just looking for the website here, oh goodness sake, go to therichmortonsound.com and you'll be able to find out all about it. It's got some fantastic reviews already. It's really good. I mean, it's just, and it is essentially lift music for us, but it's brilliant lift music, and it's the kind of stuff you can just leave it playing at a party and everyone will be going, oh, the wine does go rather well with the chicken. You know, it'll be like that. So a little Beastie Boys reference there. It's just brilliant, and thanks to Rich for sending us, he sent us two copies, so at some point I'll probably leave it until maybe Christmas to give one away as a special Christmas present, because it's exactly the sort of thing you'd have in the background at a Christmas party. There you go, perfect listening, perfect. Anyway, I've talked enough. Have you got any gigs for us?
I do.
That must mean it's time for Tony's International Gig Guide 12 bar.
Yep. Another week, another gigs at the 12 Bar Club. This Friday, it's the Marshall Moonshine Presents Bamelan. There's the Mothers of Memphis, the Crooners, and the Delta Jacks, and Sour Azar.
Sounds good.
So, we've clearly renamed it. Yeah, how much is that? It's Friday night.
So, it's good.
It is. It's like the night London calling night. Antic Puss, Shag Nasty, Blessed Mess, Beat the Poet, The White Russian, and Zoltan Lugosi.
Another good value night. I'm saying £6.
It is £6.
That's £1 a band.
It's excellent.
That's brilliant.
And finally, Sunday night, 12 Bar Club presents The Fir Cones, Henry Parker, and The Velvet Loons. No more information than that. How much think Sunday evening?
£5.
It is £5.
Whoa, I've done it again. Yeah, £6.5. Yeah. Excellent. The bloke across the road from the Number of the Beast.
Exactly. That's it for the 12 Bar Club.
So that concludes Tony's International Gig Guide 12 Bar. And do, of course, if you've got another gig going on, for example, a solar powered punk gig in Arizona, do let us know about it.
Exactly.
Email Tony at punkyradio.com and he will do the rest.
Yep, doesn't have to be 12 Bar every week.
It doesn't have to be, but it does seem to be.
Yes.
I've got another great track of another great album now, UK Subs, Tony.
Okay.
We played quite a few of this. This is off their album 24, XX1V, should I say, XXIV, whatever, which is obviously the letter X is a numeric 10, and it sort of means it's their 24th album in as they work through the alphabet, which means they've only got two left. Good luck, UK Subs. Great album, and the album that I got, I don't know whether this is standard, but has got bonus acoustic tracks on it for people like R. Graham, but I like the album. Yeah. What I'll know is, Tony, is what is UK Subs' website?
uksubs.co.uk.
It is indeed. Oh. Tony, what's that? Tony 2, 3, probably isn't it 3?
Yeah.
It is, because I gave you the point. 3
okay.
All.
Yeah.
What a five back. Enjoy this. Black Power. Oh, Black Power something. Hang on, no, I've got that wrong. Black Power Salute. My apologies. City, blood, red sky, pony and sand.
Pan Head.
You're listening to Guana Bats Underneath Us right now. Thanks, Dean. Such a great job on the bends this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was UK Subs and Black Power Salute. Sorry for getting the title wrong. I am full. And get that album if you haven't already. Now then, are you doing anything this week?
We are building the kitchen unit in preparation for it being fitted next week. So it's a full-on week of work, and then coming home and doing work, and then at the weekend, do some more work. You? What are you doing?
Well, marginally more exciting. I've got a gig in Cambridge on Friday night, and I've got a gig in Bournemouth on Saturday night, and there are other people, and I can't remember the names of either venue. But if you type in Comedy Cambridge and Paul B. Edwards and Comedy Bournemouth and Paul B. Edwards, you'll find them, should you be so inclined. I am tomorrow night, which will be too late for a lot of you hearing this, doing a quiz at the Victoria Pub in Hitchin called Convivial Pursuit, which is the third year in a row that I've done a quiz there, and it's completely mental. They've already got 50 people in teams booked, and it's going to be a bit crazy. And I've done the there's six rounds of questions, then there's one round that's photographed, and there's three pub games that involve drinking in amongst it as well, because I couldn't do a pub quiz without a drinking game, could I?
No,
of course not. So that's what I'm doing this week, which is marginally better than what you're doing, but by the end of it, I'll still be dying and you'll have a kitchen.
Yeah, possibly. Fingers crossed, eh? Not the dying part.
Fingers crossed on you dying, Paul, but I'm not really bothered, kitchen. That's that. Next track, this band, we played one track from them before, and they sent us an email saying thank you very much, and we went absolutely no problem, and then they've sent us another email with their latest track. They're a band called Escalatina Obsessiva, or something like that, and I can't remember where they're from. I'm useless this week, aren't I? They might be South American.
Okay.
But they're kind of gothy. The kind of electro-gothy, kind of a little bit different to what you've been hearing so far this week, but nevertheless valid. I'll ask you about their website after you've heard this. This is Fakir.
What is this that makes me believe inside? Maze of makes me question.
You're listening to Planet Smashers Underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony. That was Escarlatina Obsessiva, I hope I've said that right, and a track called Fake Here, which is a new track out now that has a video to accompany it. And you can find it via their Facebook page, which is
facebook.com/Escarlatina Obsessiva.
No, facebook.com/Escarlatina Obsessiva official. Probably been on internet four, Tony three. I'm just back into the lead a little bit there now. And do check them out. As you probably noticed, I like all sorts of music, and it surprises some people to find out that I like stuff like that, but I am quite into me goth, and they probably don't want to be called a goth band, but they are going down that road.
Yeah. Well, is emo the new goth? Would they call themselves emo, or...?
No,
just goth.
No. I don't know. They're probably gothic evolved electronica or something.
Right, okay.
You know.
I never know like PC terms for such things.
I like it anyway. Now then, have you got a twat?
Yes.
Wow.
After last week's threat, the listeners responded.
So the show hangs on by its fingernails?
Just. And it is a just.
Right, so go on. Well, do your bits and bobs before you read it out.
Yeah, so I want the twat's name. Where are they from, Mandarines? And do email me your twats. Can't continue without it. We've been without for weeks, months. The drought's clearly ended with terms of the weather, so maybe it's ended with terms of the twats. Email me, tony@punkyradio.com, and every twat received with thanks, and everything was bonded to. See if you can better this week's. I don't think it would be hard, but it is a twat, so we can continue doing the show. It's from Neil.
No, fancy that. Yeah. Thanks very much, Neil, for keeping the thing going.
Exactly. And he says, oh, what a threat. No more punky without a twat. Come on, think. I meet so many twats being a night bus driver in London. One comes to mind. It's a bit lame, but a twat is a twat. This man gets on the bus and asked if the bus is going straight up the road being Putney Bridge. I said to him that about 100 metres up the road, we turn left, but don't worry, there is a life jacket under your seat, you numpty. Glad your kitchen saga is nearing an end. Less a man with a crumpled mums ago. Great show, Scottish Neil.
I'd like to know what the bloke said in response to that.
Yeah. That's it. That's all really had through.
Absolutely fair enough. You know, he's got the trouble. The least we can do is get the trouble back. Go for it.
Yeah. So, random bloke catching the bus, night bus in London, for being a bit of a numpty.
Is a twat.
Yeah,
I think you can do better than that out there in Punky Radio Land.
I think so. I think we.
But thank you, Neil, anyway, for keeping the show going, because we were going to stop if we hadn't had one. So I don't really want to do the threat every week.
No.
So it's just up to you for next week. You know what to do. The world is full of twats.
Bloody is.
We both know that, don't we, Tom?
Oh yes.
All right. Last track this week, another one has come by Simon Knott, and Simon says, and thank you very much for that, Bloodlights, I think, are the... Now then, they're probably not people like you, are they? They're probably the other one. I can never remember what the other one is. I'm a bad man. Look it up, best way to do it. Go via their Facebook page. What's Bloodlights Facebook page, Tony?
facebook.com/Bloodlights.
It is, Tony 4, probably be the internet for this band rock. As you're about to find out, this is Stand or Die.
Hey yo, hey yeah, get up, it's time. jumps in a cage. Take the spotlight in the center out on the stage. Right on, hang in, head out. I'll take you to the top. This mother never gonna stop. So stand or die until the morning lights. Stand or die.
Stand or die.
I stand or die until the morning. I stand or die.
Bomber music, Tony. If it's not people like you, it's probably bomber music.
Right, okay.
Thanks to Simon for sending through so much great music over the last 2 or 3 years. That's about it for this week. By next week, will anything else have happened? No, it's all right. I just hope to see some of you around the place, really. It's always nice to see friendly faces listening to Punky. I realise this has been a bit of a lame end to the show. For no apparent reason, my mind has gone completely blank. So, Tony, maybe you could just run through the internet stations to carry this show and let's get the fuck out of Dodge.
Excellent. We are on the Internet's Talk Superstation at talksuperstation.com. We're on Pudunk Radio, P-O-D-U-N-K radio.com. And we're on Galactic World Radio, G-A-L-A-C-T-I-C, worldradio.com.
Well done indeed. That's about it. Say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
Apoo.